AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A bank robbery suspect being treated at a Northern Virginia hospital overpowered a guard and took her gun in an escape attempt that ended several hours later with his arrest in Washington, D.C. Fairfax County Police Chief Ed Rossler says Woosin Asai could be hit with a number of possible charges, including escape and carjacking.
For the crimes in Fairfax County, we are actively processing the crime scenes, and we will place appropriate charges for each of the offenses he committed in Fairfax County.
Authorities say Asai was being held on a federal bank robbery charge and was taken to the hospital last week after trying to kill himself while he was being held in a city jail in Northern Virginia. Indiana Governor Mike Pence wants the state legislature to amend the state's religious freedom law to clear up what he says is a misunderstanding about the intent of that law.
Clearly, there's been misunderstanding and confusion and mischaracterization of this law. And I come before you today to say how we're going to address that.
Pence tells reporters that the changes will spell out that the law cannot be used to discriminate against anyone.
I don't support discrimination against gays or lesbians or anyone else. I abhor discrimination.
Nuclear talks in Switzerland between Iran and six world powers might just be pushed past today's deadline. Senior U.S. official says the negotiations to come up with a framework could go on if there is enough progress. Police say two cross-dressing men who crashed into a guarded entrance to the National Security Agency in a stolen car yesterday had met the vehicle's owner in Baltimore before heading to a hotel with that man. The men then stole his car. He called police. After the two men ignored officers' orders at the gate at Fort Meade, police fired on the SUV, which rammed into a police vehicle. One suspect was killed. The second was injured. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 97. The Nasdaq is off 19. This is AP Radio News. Lawyers involved in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez says they expect a case to wrap up next week. Today, Patriots owner Robert Kraft testified that he talked with Hernandez shortly after Odin Lloyd was killed.
I understood there was an incident that had transpired, and I wanted to know whether he was involved.
Kraft says that Hernandez denied being involved. Lufthansa, the parent company of Germanwings Airlines, has had its insurance company set aside $300 million to deal with possible costs from last week's crash that took the lives of 150 people. Germanwings CEO Thomas Winkelmann says in a company video that they are determined to do all they can for the families of the victims.
Every conceivable effort has been made to recover the victims, provide aid and assistance to the families, and determine the cause of this accident.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.